From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Please join us in this prayer to St. Joseph to help us prepare for the birth of Christ for the second week of Advent. Hail, guardian of the Redeemer, spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. To you God entrusted his only Son. In you Mary placed her trust. With you Christ became man. Blessed Joseph, to us too, show yourself a father and guide us in the path of life. Obtain for us grace, mercy, and courage, and defend us from every evil. Amen.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I am Father Francis Salesiar, and today our homilist is Deacon Mike Walls. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contributions from two donors. The first is the estate of Jose Temidiros, in memory of Jose Pimentel de Medeiros, Maria do Rosario de Medeiros, and Elizabeth de Medeiros. May their souls and the souls of all the faithful departed rest in peace. The second is Mary Bartner from Cottage Grove, Minnesota, for her personal intentions. Our sincere thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
As we continue the journey in the season of Advent, Isaiah foretells that in those days when Messiah comes, the lame shall leap like a deer. In the gospel, we hear about the healing of the paralytic. And still we see the inability of the Pharisees to believe and trust. As we wait, this could be our own story too. Even though God comes to us in so many ways, we are not able to believe and trust. So we ask God's mercy. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Maria Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. May our prayer of petition rise before you, we pray, O Lord, that with purity unblemished, we, your servants, may come as we desire to celebrate the great mystery of the incarnation of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with such terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunting of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return, and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our God will come to save us. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people. Surely his salvation is at hand for those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in. Righteousness and peace will kiss each other. Faithfulness will spring up from the ground, and righteousness will look down from the sky. Our God will come to save us. The Lord will give what is good, righteousness will go before him, and will make a path for his steps. Our God will come to save us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
One day while Jesus was teaching, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law were sitting nearby. They had come from every village of Galilee and Judea and from Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was with Jesus to heal. Just then, some men came carrying a man who was paralyzed on a bed. They were trying to bring him in and lay him before Jesus, but finding no way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up to the roof, and they let him down with his bed through the tiles into the middle of the crowd in front of Jesus. When he saw their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven you." Then the scribes and the Pharisees began to question, "Who is this who is speaking blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" When Jesus perceived their questioning, he answered them, "Why do you raise such questions in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Stand up and walk'? but so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, Jesus said to the one who was paralyzed, I say to you, stand up and take your bed and go home. Immediately the man stood up before them, took what he had been lying on, and went to his home, glorifying God. Amazement seized all of them, and they glorified God and were filled with awe, saying, we have seen strange things today. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I was thinking back on Advent when I was a child. You know, most of us can go back to those days. What a special time it was. You know, especially we had those calendars where we would count down, and Christmas was getting closer. That was when every week of your life seemed like 6 months, right? And it's just, time stood still. As you become an adult, every month seems like a day. Seems like every other month we might be celebrating Christmas. That's how fast time goes. And Advent can be a very rushed time. So I was looking for something to say about this, and I found a couple of quotes from Pope Francis. He said back in 2017, 1 week apart, he said that Advent is the time we are given to welcome the Lord who comes to encounter us and also to verify our longing for God, to look forward and prepare ourselves for Christ's return. So he gave that in one of his daily audiences, and a week later he said, Advent is a favorable time to pray with greater intensity, to reserve to the spiritual life the important place it deserves. So I was thinking of a story that I heard, actually, Father Michael Coutts used this in his Advent retreat, so I'm going to steal it, and I know he stole it from someone else. So it's a story of this 2 6-year-olds, Johnny and Billy, and they were playing, they were good friends, and Johnny said to his friend Billy he was going to become an atheist. And Billy was just aghast by this. He was a mini theologian. He said, how can you say that? And Johnny said, listen, I pray all the time, and my prayers are never answered. And look at you, he said to his friend. You've been praying for a red bicycle. Have you gotten a red bicycle? And Billy said, well, no, I haven't. And Johnny, with great glee, looked at him and said, see, I told you, God doesn't answer prayers. And then Billy was thoughtful, reflective, and he looked at his good friends, and he said, oh, yes, God did answer my prayers. He just said no. Prayer is this time that we're in right now, this time of Advent. And it's not always that things are going well. In our first reading from Isaiah, which we've been having all through Advent, you can see this prophet trying to encourage his people who are in captivity to prepare them for freedom. And he says to them, strengthen the weak of hands and make firm feeble knees. Say to those who are of fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is God. And in our gospel today, Luke tells us a great Advent story. It may not seem like that on the surface, but it is a tremendous Advent story. And it's one of a story of compassion and friendship and hope. There are these men who come and they take their friend who is paralyzed. That took all of those things, compassion, friendship, and hope. We see then that there's a story of perseverance and preparation. So they had to make the plans to do it. But oftentimes when we make plans, they don't work out. And so what do? They persevere. They go up and they lower him down. And when they lower him down, there's a story of this moment of great love when Jesus looks at him and notice what he says. He says, friend, this moment of great love, your sins are forgiven. And then, of course, we have the miracle. And the miracle is this moment of great joy, it must have been, when Jesus looks at him and says, get up and walk. Can you just imagine the joy that was felt by all of those, the awe, as it says, but also the joy? That's what we are actually doing throughout Advent, is we are praying for that. Those feelings. But what happens when our prayers don't seem to be answered? Well, that came to me lately. I got an email from someone who said, you know, I pray all the time and all of my rosaries, it's as if they go into the trash. And it got me to thinking of Jesus and how he prayed. Remember in the Garden of Gethsemane when he kneels down after establishing our Eucharist at the Last Supper? He goes across and he's kneeling there and he's praying by himself and he says these words to God. He says, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours. Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and gave him strength. Was Jesus' prayer answered in that moment? You could argue it wasn't, but perhaps it was, because what he was really praying for was strength, and that angel was sent. And really, during this time of Advent, of preparation, as we go through all of this deep prayer, perhaps what we should really be in our own hearts praying for is the strength to deal with whatever suffering and sorrows and difficulties we have in our life, so we can be like Jesus and pick up our crosses and move forward. You see, believing in this community of prayer that we have here, and this idea that what we have in our God is a God that gives us strength and hope, allows us to go out into the world in peace, glorifying the Lord by the way we choose to live our lives. God bless. So as we prepare for Advent, let us offer our community prayer. Heavenly Father, we offer our community prayer for all of those in our daily TV Mass prayer intentions book. During this Advent season, we ask our Blessed Mother to intercede with her Son on behalf of all of those who are searching for hope and joy and love as we prepare for the coming of the Lord, Jesus Christ. For this we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, help us to prepare to celebrate Christmas by contemplating Mary and Joseph. Mary, the woman full of grace, Joseph, the faithful and just man. They choose to be filled with hope, joy, and love, rather than listen to the voices of doubt and human pride. With them, let us walk together towards Bethlehem. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Pray, dear brothers and sisters, my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord
accept sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name. For our good of all his holy church. Accept, we pray, O Lord, these offerings we make, gathered from among your gifts to us, and may what you grant us to celebrate devoutly here below gain for us the price of eternal redemption. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For Christ assumed at his first coming the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the design you formed long ago, and opened for us the way to eternal salvation, that when he comes again in glory and majesty, and all is at last made manifest, we who watch for that day may inherit the great promise in which now we dare to hope. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the host and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim.
Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dew fall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice once more, giving thanks. He gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Thomas our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with the Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Take away the sins of the world.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, as though you were already there. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. May these mysteries, O Lord, in which we have participated, profit us, we pray. For even now, as we walk amid passing things, you teach us by them to love the things of heaven and hold fast to what endures. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.
Want to listen to the Daily TV Mass podcast on your daily commute or on your lunch break? Subscribe to our podcast now on Apple, Google, or Spotify to have the Daily TV Mass downloaded to your mobile device each morning. For more information, please visit our website or call our office at 1-888-383-6277.